Tea for two, and two for tea, and tea for two, for you and me. And thrilling vacations and lots of lactations for you. We can be a family, a girl for me, a boy for you. Oh, she says it's called a cell. All right, how you doing? I'm coming. I don't even have time for the theme soon. All right, so let's see. She says, hurry. Tea for two and two.
Some men worry when they notice that the erect penis has a sort of angle to it. This is perfectly normal. Please don't worry about it. Some men worry when they notice.
Did I just give the goddamn number out?
Erect penis has a
shit. I don't remember to take that out. Okay. There. 3, 2. What number am I texting at? What is the fucking number? I don't know. I don't know which number it is. Sal. I don't fucking know. I don't know what's what here. I thought that was the right number. No, it's the 805. God damn it.
We're sorry. You have reached a number.
I called the right number.
Connected or is no longer in service.
Oh, Jesus.
If you feel you have reached this recording in error.
If I feel, what do my feelings have to do with it? I'm calling the nummy. It's going to voicemail.
Hello?
Oh, thank Christ. You know, it was going to...
Oh, my God!
Never mind. It was going to voicemail. But I have to take your number out now because it said the whole number. It didn't say if you want to have You know, normally your voicemail, it says, got good news, dial me up, homie. It didn't say that. It just said, you have called, and then it gave the number, and I'm like, oh, fuck, that's Rachel's numby. Hello?
Are you going to cut it out, though?
I'm going to edit it out, yeah.
Okay, good. Then that's fine. I know. I got sick of that voicemail today, and I just erased it.
Sock it to me. I don't know why you would.
I know. Gee, it's a fucking head-scratcher, isn't it?
Yes. So what's new? It's been a while. Certainly.
Hi, Reg. I knew we were going to talk. I've been feeling a really strong feeling we would talk soon.
Right. Well, here we are.
I know, it was like my uterus was wandering towards you.
Mine too. Do you know
about the wandering uterus?
No, please do tell.
Really? Okay, I will.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in ancient Greece, how they would like think about like your health as being through different humors and different fluids and shit like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things they thought, you know how, as a fabulous lesbian, you know that throughout history, people always think of different reasons why women are fucked up and crazy and make justifications and it's all
right.
Bullshit. So their shtick back then was that if a woman was crazy, it was because she had a wandering uterus.
Her uterus
would go all around inside her body.
And isn't that a similar thing where the word hysterical comes from because it's the same?
Exactly. Hysterectomy and hysterical are the same root word.
Yes. Where did your uterus go?
It went to you.
Ow.
Like, okay, here's another one with the same root word. Like how Freud, this is another weird, like, female illness. Remember how Freud would say people had hysterical blindness?
No, I don't know that.
Well, that's where the hysterical in the diagnosis comes from.
From your vagina.
By having a uterus. I mean, I'm oversimplifying, but, like, you know, basically Freud was like, he had pussy envy. We know this.
Now, do you know what I'm doing for a living now?
No, I don't know anything.
I'm editing gay black porn.
Really?
Yeah, thug porn is the genre.
That's interesting. You know, I used to work in porn. So.
I know that. What did you do again? I forget.
Well, I just worked for AVN Magazine, Adult Video News.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't actually, I was more like, I was tertiary to the porn world. Like, I worked for the Hollywood Reporter of the porn world. I didn't actually generate any porn.
What is that, like being a whore?
Like, you're a whore.
Right. Well.
We're both whores. What's new there?
Right. I'm eating pumpernickel bread.
Something new.
I'm eating this very healthy pumpernickel bread.
Oh, wait, do you find that the men, I'm assuming it's not lesbian black porn.
Correct. It's gay men thug porn.
Right. Mm-hmm. But don't you think that black male porn stars are generally more attractive than white male porn stars, or is that more in the straight world? I have a whole theory on this.
Well, it depends on what you consider attractive. If you're talking about big cocks, yes.
Okay, but no, like their faces.
I haven't really, I wouldn't generalize in either direction on that one. I haven't noticed any difference.
Interesting, because in straight porn, if you'll notice, it's like the ugliest, nastiest white men. Right?
Yeah. Well, in gay porn, there's these things called AIDS queens. But that's only in certain kinds, like the real nasty, like bareback porn. They'll have these AIDS queens who are like on death's door, you know, living off of a shoestring of medications.
Yeah, meanwhile, that's a whole different kind of thing. I wouldn't call that like ugly. Not that it's an attractive look, but it's just like a whole other ball of wax.
If you go to a website, if you want to see, we have a lot of different labels. And
can I finish making my point first?
About histories?
No.
Is that where history comes from? Like the whole history of the world is basically a whole
really
uterus?
It's funny that you're mentioning that, though, because I was just talking to my brother today about my brother and I are doing music together.
Wow.
We're going to DJ together. I brought him out of his DJ retirement.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to come over and watch you or hear you.
He's really good. You want to know what we're going to be called?
Eat Bode. I don't know. Wow.
Bros before hoes.
What does that mean?
You never heard that saying?
No.
It's something straight men say. Like, it means like...
Eat it out first.
What?
Rose before hoes. In other words, eat the rose before you hoes. Stick your hoes in.
No, not rose. Bro, like brothers.
Oh, bros. Bros, okay.
It means like,
yeah.
You know, don't talk block, like be a homie before you go for the poon thing, right?
So you want to have sex with you're talking about an actual brother, though.
Yeah, and
does he put his fingers in your vagina?
I'm a sister. What?
Nothing. It's just that my friend Wanda Wisdom, her niece, tried to get her nephew to put his fingers in her vagina. It just made me think of that.
That is not good. That's not a good sign.
It's not. But for Wagner, it was very common. In Wagner operas, it's nice.
How old is this girl?
8.
That's not good.
No?
She told her brother to stick his fingers in her pussy?
Vagina. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think they need to take her to see a therapist.
Ow. What do you think that means?
I think she was molested.
What?
I don't think a little girl thinks to stick a finger inside their pussy unless someone has stuck something in there.
Really?
Unless you're telling the story wrong, like, that's not good.
Well, it's hearsay because it's Wanda Wisdom's, you know, getting it from her grandmother.
She might have said, like, rub my pussy, it feels good. But if she said, stick your fingers up inside my vagina, that's not good.
Okay. I'll ask Wanda Wisdom.
This is a buzzkill. Let's go back to talking about bros before hoes or like black guys in straight porn or something.
Trotsky has a full on hard on and he is licking his balls right now. It is so fucking disgusting.
It's
fucking nasty.
You know what I heard? My friend Heather, she has like fun little facts about something I like. She'll tell me something fucked up about it, you know?
Yeah.
You know how Charlotte had that dog that was that she named Elizabeth Taylor on Sex and the City?
No, but fine, I accept that.
It's called like a Queen Victoria, though. You need to know the breed of dog. I don't know what they're called, like Queen Anne or something.
That's a chair.
They have like fluffy ears and like brown and white. They're really cute.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Brittany Spaniel?
No.
Cocker Spaniel?
No. They're brown and white spotted.
I have no fucking idea, but go ahead.
Anyway, apparently like, they lick their pussy, like, so much so it, like, bleeds and it's raw.
Ew.
I know. I was like, I'm like, buzzkill, thanks. Now I don't want to get one of those dogs, Debbie Downer.
Trotsky's totally licking. His entire thing is out, even with the bulb. You know what I mean? The bulb.
I just want to say, though, Heather is not a Debbie Downer. She's awesome. I just thought was gross about that dog. She's fucking awesome. I just want to say that.
Listen.
So how'd you get that job working in porn?
There's somebody I know. Because I was too lazy to work for
it. Well, they have a job. Are you working in Avid or what?
No, Final Cut. I wish it was Avid, but I'll tell you that. But I'm doing the editing and making the DVDs, and I actually really like it a lot. Because people always, when they hear me say that, they're like, "Oh, that's too bad. You'll find, you know, at least it's work." I'm like, "But you don't understand. I like it."
In porn. I don't even think that. I'm like, "Yeah, what a."
I like it, but I mean, I wish it had health insurance.
Yeah, once you've been to the dark side, you don't even trip on it anymore. People think it's all taboo.
Oh God, not in the gay community. I mean, people think it's cool.
Please,
except
Mary.
For Cheryl. But there's horrible things
to
happen.
Where's Cheryl? I have to go in a second. Chris is going to get mad at me.
Oh, good Lord. We haven't talked in it.
It's my birthday again.
Oh,
you want to come
out
for a birthday party?
Me?
Yeah.
I am so poor. You know, they don't pay much in this industry that I'm in.
Okay, listen. Right now, I'm going to say to your listeners, we could get you a ticket for like $200. Oh, if everybody donates like a dollar, you could go. That would be fun. I'm just saying, we'll have a birthday party at my apartment. My brother's going to DJ, and hopefully Chris will not have a repeat performance heart attack like last year on my birthday.
That would be good if he did not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know CPR or any. I mean, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. I take the classes, but do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, why do you have to go so quickly?
Hold on. Because I haven't seen Chris all day and he's waiting for me. It's so good to talk to you, though. I'm not hanging up right this second. I'm just mentioning.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't talked to you in a goddamn year.
Mm-hmm. I know, in a fucking... In a... I can't think of an expression to use. I was trying to think of
right.
A
so what else?
A year? Is that a good one?
Excuse me?
A dog's year? Is that a saying?
A dog year? I don't know.
Forget it.
I don't know.
So I have my MFA now.
Congratulations. So what
I'm
are you doing?
I'm very glad to be done with school. That's a big negative thing off my back.
So what are you doing now? What's your life like? What is it?
Well,
what's
you know
new?
What I'm doing that's really awesome?
What?
Transcendental meditation.
This you got an MFA for?
No, got my MFA in fiction. Wrote a novel.
Okay.
Remember all that?
Yeah.
I'm doing transcendental meditation just like the Beatles.
What has trance got to do with dentistry? I don't understand.
Really cool.
You go in a trance so you don't need Novocaine? Now tell me about it. What is it?
Transcendental meditation.
What is it? Explain it to me.
How have you never heard of it?
Like I've heard of it. I want to know what it is because all I've heard about is in pop culture. I don't know really what it is.
It's a meditation technique that was popularized in like the 60s and 70s. A lot of really cool people do it that I like. The reason I finally decided to do it was I was very depressed.
Yeah.
I went to Vegas like to do some kind of like leaving Las Vegas shtick or something. I don't know what I was doing. I was like trying to write or something, but I just gambled and lost a lot of money.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And then I was so depressed, I didn't know what to do. So I was listening to a book by David Lynch called Catching the Big Fish.
David Lynch, the director?
Huh?
David Lynch, did you say?
David Lynch, the film director.
Really? He wrote I didn't know he wrote books.
Well, he wrote this one book called Catching the Big Fish.
Okay.
And it's like... just kind of a collection of random thoughts about filmmaking. Like, some are, like, only a few sentences, and then it'll be the next. Like, nothing's longer than a couple pages, maybe. You know what I mean? Just little random collection of thoughts.
Right.
About, like, filmmaking and, like, the nature of creativity. Like, it's a really cool book for any artist.
Right. And people
like
with ADD.
Anybody, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Anybody with a heart who's ever felt alone, you know?
Right.
So he's a big TM junkie. He's really into it. You okay. know? So I was listening to it in Vegas. I was sitting by the pool eating a very big cheeseburger in Vegas at the Flamingo.
Oh,
and I was listening to it on my iPhone. And then he started talking about TM.
Hold on. Back up. Hold that thought. You have an iPhone now, too?
What?
Do you have an iPhone yourself?
I have an iPhone.
You know what? So do I.
I love it.
Do you realize what that means? We can talk to each other for free.
You know, this is great. You know, I haven't touched a pen in like 3 weeks.
Listen, go ahead with your story. You were eating a cheeseburger.
And David Lynch was talking about how he's like, look, if you're all depressed and fucked up inside,
yeah,
and you're trying to do your art, like it's nothing new and revelatory, it's like you're just not going to be able to. You're just going to feel all fucked up and shit's just going to get worse.
Like, right.
I'm just saying, like, do transcendental meditation. Like, he's just straight, he's like doing a commercial for it. He's like, I'm saying, fucking do it.
So what is it?
So I'm like, all right, you know me. Remember, I mean, I went and did Vipassana. Where
you do everything, yeah. Yeah.
All that shit. Yeah. I'm down for whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's clear.
So, yeah. So I did some research, looked into it, and it's very spendy. Like, you have to pay, and you get one-on-one teaching. And so I had a lot of hesitation, of course, you know.
You have to do it one-on-one?
But there was this whole, what?
Why do you have to do one-on-one?
This is how you have to learn it.
Okay. But can you explain what it is? Because I still don't understand.
It's hard to even explain, but like, it's so simple. It's like almost nothing.
Well, then can you give me the free version so I don't have to go spend $20,000 on it?
Yes.
Okay.
You only do it 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes at night, which is much more manageable in my schedule than like, Vipassana was like an hour in the morning, an hour at night.
Right.
You do 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes at night, you get a mantra from the teacher, like a specific mantra for you. And like, all you really do is sit there. You don't have to sit any special way. You know, you don't have to sit lotus position. You don't just sit chill. However, you just close your eyes. And you just, like, use your mantra, but, like, if your mind wanders, it's, like, no big deal. It's just, like, chill. Like, the hardest thing about it is that you have to just not trip on anything.
The mantra can be anything? Or what?
So the teacher gives you your mantra.
Why can't you do it? Think of your own? Like, what? Can you give me an example of one?
I really can't.
Is it personal?
What?
Is the mantra personal? Why does the teacher have to give it to you?
Yeah, it's personal.
Based on what?
Based on a lot of different stuff about you, like your age. It's like based on Vedic stuff, you know, about the Vedas.
Yeah. But why can't you give me an example? You're not yours.
I am. Well, they're all just like Sanskrit words, and they're different.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Like Vishnu, like mantra, one, Vishnu, Pacha, that kind of shit.
But not even that long. They're like one or two syllables. They're really simple.
So it's not English. It's Sanskrit.
Yeah, but it's like about just the sound.
Okay.
It's not even about the meaning of the words. You know
Got
what I mean?
It. Got
That's
it.
That's the whole point of actually why it's like...
So it's kind of like the Om, where it's about the sound and the whole universe and all that. Okay.
Hold on one second.
Right. She's ordering a cheeseburger. Tell her it's your mother. Don't tell him it's me, please. He won't let you talk. Babe. Oh, God. Oh,
come in.
Coda.
If you want. I'm going to finish, but...
Tell him you're talking to your mother. Lois.
I'm talking to you. I don't have to tell him I'm talking to my mother. Okay, of course, babe.
Mm-hmm. So you've been together over a year, a year and a half now?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
I know.
That's great. Anyway.
Anyway, all I'm saying is it makes you feel great. Feel better.
So you got your mantra, and basically all you do is say the mantra over and over and do the whole meditation thing. So it's basically meditation.
You don't even say the mantra. You just think it in your head.
Oh, you just think it?
Yeah, you could do it anywhere. You could do it like sitting in an airport with sunglasses on. You don't have to do any special aid. You don't have to say anything. You don't do anything.
Oh, and it's like you see.
Listen.
Yeah.
I have some stew meat. Do you know any delicious way to cook it?
Some what?
Stew meat.
Jew meat? Like a brisket?
Jew. Like the flesh of a Jew.
I thought you meant Jewish meat. You said stew meat. That stuff is horrible. Throw it in a crock pot. I don't know how else to do it.
Oh, it's really good, organic, good, like grass-fed, gorgeous.
Right. I love grass-fed. That's like so vegetarians can pretend they're not eating meat. I love that.
I eat meat. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, my God. This is funny. This is what I wanted to tell you. So,
tell me.
This woman in a SUV cut me off on my bike, you know? She was driving retarded. You know how people drive retarded? You can tell they don't know where the fuck they're going. So she didn't signal, and then she just turns right. And her license plate said W-O-M-I-N. Woman, right? So I'm like, great. Lesbian feminist who is probably preaching about, you know, the goddess Mother Earth being the earth, which I can totally groove with, female deity as the earth, the whole thing. Meanwhile, she's driving a car that's destroying the Mother Earth and trying to kill people. I loved it.
That's rad.
Mm-hmm.
What is that sound?
Trotsky's playing with his cow. It's cute.
Do you know any stew meat recipes?
Just throw it in a crock pot with some goddamn carrots and potatoes and paprika. It make goulash. That's what you need. Google goulash.
I don't think I have enough ingredients for goulash, but that is a great idea.
It's paprika. Andy. You need paprika. Goulash is good.
I know goulash is delicious.
Do you have a paprika? That's really the main.
Salsa?
Paprika.
No, we don't have any paprika.
Do you have any Hungarian neighbors?
Hello, Hungarian neighbors. It's really funny that we're talking about this because I played a part in a play this year since I talked to you. I played a lesbian who was in love with the Hungarian girl, so she needed some paprika to make her goulash. Isn't that weird?
But did you win any awards like you did that one time? Did you win the LA Weekly Award? Or playing a lesbian in need of paprika. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Paprika. Listen, you know what I did since we last talked? Nothing.
And that's not true. This sounds kind of good. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
2 pounds of stew meat, 1 finely chopped yellow onion, large can of Ortega chilies, but you don't like chilies, bitch. We won't put the chilies in.
What do I care if I like it? I'm over here in another state. Or you meant Creus. Mm. Who doesn't like chilies?
I like Ortega chilies too, but you know what? You're not here. If you come visit me, you can have it.
No, I thought you were saying you can't put the chilies in because I don't like chilies. But I'm saying it doesn't matter. I'm not there.
I know.
Were you talking to Chris?
No, I'm talking to you.
So who doesn't like the chilies from Ortega?
Christopher doesn't like chilies.
That's what okay, I get it.
He likes spicy things. So I'm spicier than that, but he just doesn't like the taste of them. I guess, right? He just doesn't like how they taste.
I'm doing the show on the floor. That's why Trotsky. So, did
I just want the stew meat to be as tender as possible. It's very tough.
You need to use a crock pot. I don't know how else to make. You just got to cook it forever. I don't really know. I'm not a cook. I make cheese and pumpernickel bread.
You make cheese and bread. That's good, though. I like cheese and bread.
Andy Melton's made a lot of progress with his life since we've last spoke.
Really?
No.
Oh. Hold on. I'm going to put one in Christopher's ear so he can hear it. Andy Melton's doing really good, he said.
Oh, that's awesome.
But then no, not really. Right, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hi, Chris. Hello? Hello?
Talk, Matt.
I'm saying hello. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Max.
You don't sound very British today. Are you losing your accent?
No, he has an accent as the same as before.
What do you think about the terrible British healthcare system and how they're trying to impose socialism on our country?
I missed that whole thing. The earbuds are tripping out. Say that again?
I said, what do you think about the terrible British healthcare industry that's socialist and how they're trying to take over America with socialism?
Well, I actually think socialism is actually a good thing, so I'm not surprised on that one.
Yeah, me too.
He does too. He's just trying to sound like a redneck or something.
Yeah. Okay. What else? Oh, I got two fleshlights in the mail this week.
Two flashlights?
Fleshlights.
Oh, nice. Vagina? Or buttholes?
They're both buttholes for some reason, but they're for my lips, you know, because I'm a lesbian, so I have to put my lips in them. But it's funny because I put one on my Amazon wish list, and then two people bought it for me because one person didn't buy it from Amazon. Isn't that hilarious?
But yeah. Well, you know what? You need to put on your wish list then a plane ticket and a hotel room, and just get a hotel room for me too, and come out for my birthday and podcast.
Right. But then I'd have to see Auntie.
First watch 2009. Then I'd make sure you're very healthy on my birthday.
But your mother wants me to come for Thanksgiving, though. I think that might be better.
My mom wants you to come for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, she invites me all the time. Remember?
Then come. That would be so fun.
I think that'd be better. When is Thanksgiving, like, the end of the... Yeah. I got to bring the dog, though, if I come for that. And, well, I get to see her diamond ring.
I don't know if she hit it. I haven't even seen it. It's very iffy over there. We don't know what's going on.
What do you mean, iffy?
It's a little stuffy.
What? Just the ring or the something else?
Yeah, I just don't know where any of that jewelry is. It's like she locked it away somewhere or something.
Oh.
She's probably scared we're going to, like, steal it, steal, like, her gold teeth out of her mouth while she sleeps from, like, Nazi flashbacks or something.
So I want to know something more about this transcendental meditation. So is it making you less depressed, or what is going on?
Yeah, I feel so much better. I feel much better.
And you're still doing exercise and all that, right?
I haven't been exercising very much lately. I need to start walking tomorrow. I'm getting a little bit tough.
But aren't you still teaching aerobics?
No, remember I had to stop back when we were still recording after that car accident.
Oh, you still stopped, though, all this time?
Yeah.
Why couldn't you go back?
Yeah, I'm not going to do it again.
Why?
Because I'm fucked up a little bit from it. I can't do high-impact cardio, but that's okay because I'm going to make it do my music, and, like, I'll be, like, playing music and jumping around on stage and rocking, and, like, I'll get exercise that way and be famous.
Mm-hmm. Have you gained any weight?
Yeah, I'm a little... Well, since I last talked to you, I'm still skinnier than last time I talked to you.
Okay, good. So, well, now is the chance, because you don't want to get fat at any obesity. So what you need to do is get on an exercise program and like, do the yoga again. Do it at home. You know, you can do it at home.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Listen, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm working at this place called The Office. My friend Wade works there, and it's like a peaceful writer's haven. It's like super quiet and peaceful. I can work all day and write and focus. It's really good for me.
Yeah.
It's a miracle. Thank God.
You know what, Steven? Go ahead. I thought you were done.
And so the thing that's cool is that there's like a yoga studio right across the street. So I'm going for like 8 to 10 hours a day. So just in the middle of the day, I'm going to start walking over there.
Good.
And just like, it'd be great. Just exercise, have a nice yoga moment.
Right.
It's a little bit overpriced, but it's so close. You know what I mean? And it's great. It's a really good place. You can just like walk there.
Mm-hmm. I farted. I wanted to tell you this because you reminded me of it.
Maybe you want to cook the meat in the oven. There's some good recipes to cook it in the oven. Maybe that'll be more tender.
I want to tell you what Red Monkey, who lives in Santa Barbara, came and visited me the other day here in Chicago. And he was talking about the differences between people in Chicago and people in L.A. He said in L.A. nobody looks at each other. They just look down. They don't want to make eye contact. And I said, why? And he said, well, you're going to laugh, but I really think it's because people are afraid that their other person is going to want to tell you about their screenplay.
It's true.
Is it true?
Yeah. Like, even the other day, this is funny. Here's another Heather story. We should have Heather on the show soon.
Mm-hmm.
She was, like, at Trader Joe's, like, checking out in line, and, like, the Trader Joe's supermarket employee was, like, you know, being, like, friendly and chatting at first, just, like, chatting with her. But then he starts asking her questions like, so, like, what industry are you in? So, like, what do you, are you, like, what do you do? Like, trying to see if she could, like, get him a part in a movie or something. And she's, like, at the grocery store. And she's, like, you know what, I don't really feel like talking anymore. I can't talk anymore. Just bring me up.
Right.
So it is kind of true, you know?
Yeah. What does she do? What is her industry?
Well, actually, she does do writing for TV, but he didn't know that.
Right. Yeah. Did you watch the television program True Blood?
No, about the vampires.
Right.
Did you like it?
Love the show. Oh my God, it's great.
Every recipe I can find needs mushrooms too.
What? Mushrooms?
Every single recipe needs cream of mushroom soup, which does sound delicious.
No. Cream of mushroom soup is a recipe to stay away from. That is just an invitation for salt. You don't need that crap. That's a shit.
But you need some kind of fluid because stew meat is... I know, I don't want to eat cream of mushroom soup, but...
Yeah, but something...
Some kind of fluid so it'll be juicy and tender.
Yeah, but not that. Maybe a broth or something, but not a shit cream of mushroom Campbell's shit. That just is fucking trash city.
I agree, but what I'm saying is I need some sort of moisture source.
What about an olive paste?
That sounds good, but it's not going to do what I need.
What about a pimento loaf? Tretzky just burped on the microphone. Oh my God. He just was, because like, you have to picture me, I'm on the floor doing happy baby pose on my wooden floor with the microphone right over my face. Like the microphone is over my face exactly, my mouth. So like, it's a weird position. You could probably shove a dildo in me very easily in this position, Rachel.
I'm sure I could.
Oh my God. I'm in the granny pose, granny tranny pose.
I'm going to do, we hold this for a second.
My hole is open.
Do meat tomorrow because all the recipes for it to be tender are like slow cooked. So I'll get it ready in the morning and you could just stick it in.
Ooh.
How's that?
Ooh. Stick
eat
it in.
Like
ooh, my hole is open. I'm in happy blaby pose.
It's like hamburger meat delicious fit.
Ooh, it's squirting.
I'm changing recipes. A Greek festivus. What do you want? Sausage.
What's the Greek recipe? That sounds good.
Huh?
What's the Greek?
I think I'm going to make some little Greek meatballs and make delicious Greek meatballs. How does that sound? Good?
But what has that got to do with stew meat?
What? I have to go in a second. I need to hang out with my boyfriend.
Oh, that's fine. But what does that have to do with stew meat? I don't understand.
I'm giving up mission aborted on the stew meat. That's the point.
So what are you going to do with the meat? It's grain.
I'm not going to eat before in the morning if I use the stew meat.
It's grass fed, though.
So is this. It's organic and grass fed.
Yeah, but I mean, what? You're not going to waste it, are you? That cow died for you.
No, I'm going to cook it tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It needs to go in earlier in the day, not right now.
You promise?
Are you doing good, Madge? Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I am. I'm doing fine. I'll tell you, I'm much happier poor doing a job that I like than I would be in a veal fattening pen. You know, I don't have money. I don't know where my next month is going to come from every month. But I'm happier than if I was doing some miserable shit, making twice as much money.
That's right, man. Life is too short. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Well, we'll talk again soon. Ugh, this dog is licking my schnoz. Anyway, have a nice day.
Great. This is really nice to talk to you, Match.
It is, yes.
I mean, I really miss you a lot.
Thank you.
Really excited to hear us together.
It's really, you know, the people that are make me do this, like Matt Burgess and these other people that are like, you have to have Rachel back. We need Rachel. I'm like, well, then you could do a goddamn show with her. And you know what? They never do, so I have to. They never do. Hello? Hello? Well, that was over, I guess. I guess we got her done. That's a nice way to end, I suppose. Maybe the computer crashed. Nope, didn't crash. It shows that the call's still on. Oh, she hung up. Well, these things happen. Well, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it? God, a half hour show with Rachel Cann? How the fuck does that happen? How the fuck does a half hour show happen with Rachel Cann? What is going on there? Let's see. I'm going to call this thing real quick. Because I know she's having dinner with somebody in Seattle, but I don't care. I got stood up by Rachel Cann. Ugh. I had to have Rachel Cann on because Pearl was busy. I don't care. She can talk for a second. Tell me to fuck off from her goddamn grocery. She's probably pounding her meat, pounding her lips. I know she's not going to blow off my phone call, too. And it'll be back to Schrockbell of Mortenstone. Hello? Hello? What's going on here? I don't hear... Oh, is it me? Is something wrong? Cheryl, if you're there, don't hang up. I think like a fucking bitch. Hello? I don't know what's wrong. Let me start my Skyping. Maybe the Skype is fucked. I don't think they get... Oh, you know what? I think I accidentally... I don't know what's going on. Fuck. She hung up anyway. Fucking... I don't know what's going on here. Let me call my cellular phone and see if it works. Me cellular phone. Sorry, audience. I want to see if this is working. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Am I on?
Am I on?
Am I on? I can't tell. Is it talking? Once or twice? I don't know how to test this. Who's talking? My brain doesn't work. One way? Oh, I guess I'll test it the other way. Hello? It's working. All right. Let's try calling Cheryl again. No, not me again. Cheryl. People complain. You can't have a show without Cheryl. She don't answer the fucking phone. What am I supposed to do about it? She's going to yell at me, I can tell. I feel it in my bones. Don't tell me she's in bed at 9 p.m., that's bullshit. She has no business doing anything fun. I think Skype is broken. Yepper. Oh, well. Well, got her done. It ain't working. Got her done. Got her done. GHD. Got her done. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she heard me and I have something fucked up. I don't know. I don't know. Line output. Whatevies. Well, I'm with my grum. I guess I'll find some music to play. God, remember when I cared? When was it? It just seems such a long time ago. Rainy days and vaginas? No. Let's see. No, that's a missing song. That's a missing one as well. Something happened to my library. It's all fucked. It's all fucked.
She called her East Radio. She called her East Radio. She called it East Radio. She called it East Radio.
It's almost 5 years I've been doing this fucking show. Stuff, Mr. Zeached. Good stuff. There's this one thing I'm trying to play, but them girls at school, me and them girls, we used to play this. Yeah, we sure did. Sure.
Yeah, listen.
Spillover.
Oh my god, my boat.
My
girdle spilleth over.
Fuck my whorehole out.
Bad Weinstein, your gentle host.
Bush? Fuck you. Oh,
God. Oh, that was the first time I farted in the Dunkin' Dip. Oh, my God. My woes. Oh, my God. My woes. Oh, my God. My woes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My woes. Oh, my God. My woes. Oh, my God. My woes. Oh, my God.
God damn it, if I ever want a fucking sponsor.
Like they do in Russian plays. But if what's in store is really what they claim, I must admit that suffering really pays. For 15 years I've been just like a prisoner in a cell. For 15 years my life has been just awful. From 1 to 4 was such a bore. I remember how I hated having all those people paw over me and talk baby talk. They'd say, "Goo goo, isn't she cunning? Poor dear, she has her father's nose." The years from 5 to 8 I hate. I'd grown into a very unattractive child and consequently was utterly and completely ignored. But I didn't really mind. I had a book of Mother Goose, and Mother Goose is pretty hot stuff when you're 5 years old. At 9, I had the measles, so that didn't count. At 10, I'd reached the performing stage, and at the drop of the hat, Mother would call me in and have me sing the rosary for her guests. I never will forget how Papa used to squirm when I hit that high note. From 11 to 13, I'd rather not speak of. It was bad enough having Jimmy Dugan pull my hair in school, but it was positively humiliating to have my own mother refer to me as her dear little ugly duckling. At 14, I had my first taste of romance. It was at a party at dancing school, and he was younger than I was and shorter than I was. Oh, but he had a wonderful name, Archibald. And he really liked me, too. He really did. But I had to go and spoil it all. I asked him right out if he'd be my best beau. That was the last I ever saw of him. By now, I was 15 and pretty miserable. Mother refused to let me wear any lipstick or rouge, and I went around looking as pale as death. It was then that I decided to join the monastery. And I would have, too, if it hadn't been for Bing Crosby. I was afraid they wouldn't have any radios in monasteries. So, I devoted my 15th year to Kraft cheese. But now it's a different story. I can brush away the tears and laugh at those awful 15 years. And I've got my first long dress. I can even have a day, one night a week. I can paint my lips a little and rouge my cheek. I'm sweet 16, but I really must confess. Although this grown-up life isn't simple, I wouldn't change places with Shirley Temple. Gee, it's great to be just as free as the birds above me. I'm a Juliet out to get a Romeo to love me. I ask you, please forget that I was an in-between.